Jewish families in Dothan, Alabama, have an innovative program to try to keep their community alive. They're offering Jewish families up to $50,000 to relocate to their small city. It started with ads in Jewish newspapers across the country, and now more than 2,000 people have expressed interest. The first family just moved to town. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Dothan, Alabama is not a big city, but it's not quite a small town either. The city of about 60,000 is a transportation crossroads near Fort Rucker and about 100 miles from Florida beaches. Here in the downtown area, there's an art museum, a restored opera house, and the colorful murals the town is famous for. But mostly, people here say it's a good place to raise a family.
I think Dothan has really not been discovered the way that I think it can be.
Larry Bloomberg and his family put up $1 million over the next 10 years in an ambitious effort to bring 20 new families to town. Bloomberg is a real estate developer and a member of the only temple in this predominantly Christian area. He says the synagogue had been losing families since the early 1970s.
And really as recently as 3 years ago, I think we had about 40 families. I thought to myself, what can we do to bring people here?
Dothan's story is not so different from other small towns where Jewish families first settled as peddlers. Many opened in tents, which grew into small shops and eventually department stores. That is, until big box retailers came along.
These mom and pop stores and small businesses were absolutely steamrolled by Walmart.
Eli Evans has written 3 books on Jews in the South.
When those giant stores come with plenty of parking and everything you need, took their clientele away from them. And it's happened, you know, all across the South.
Evans says young people left small towns both for economic reasons and to find a dynamic Jewish community. Dothan is now hoping some of those families will return. It's a simple but rather unusual offer. If you're a young Jewish family with children, you make it up to $50,000 to pay for moving costs, college loans, and other expenses if you decide to relocate to Dothan.
Hi.
Michelle Reed cuddles with her 3-month-old baby, Sam, after getting home from work. She got a job as a medical assistant at one of Dothan's hospitals.
Did you miss me?
Michelle and her husband, Matthew Reed, are the first family in the Bloomberg relocation program, and they know Alabama well. They grew up in the state, and after living in North Carolina, wanted to move back. Michelle's parents were even married in the Dothan Temple, so the offer of help from the Jewish community came at just the right time.
It's been hectic, it's been fast-paced, but it's been exciting. And
the people at the temple are just so welcoming and so nice. It was just... We wanted to raise our kids Jewish, and then we thought this would be a good way to do it.
Matthew Reed just got out of the Army and landed a job as an aircraft mechanic here in Dothan. After he gets home, he plays with his 2-year-old son, Aiden, launching cars on a dinosaur racetrack.
You don't want to go off
your first. Turn.
No, your turn. Count first, though.
It's been a whirlwind experience for this family since last September when they first heard about the offer.
We kind of had to take a step back and question it a little bit, you know, make sure it was something legitimate. And it is, and here we are.
We hope that by them telling the Dothan story all over the United States, we hope that others hear it as well.
Pat Thomas is Dothan's mayor, and he says the program has brought national attention to the city, but most here realize attracting families won't happen overnight.
Oh, there were some people that were talking about converting, but that's just not the way it works. This is recruiting quality families that are going to add to this community, and that's the aim of the Jewish community and the synagogue right now. That's also our aim as well.
The process involves extensive interviews, a background check, and even a home visit. If families stay less than 5 years, they would have to repay some or even all of the money. The relocation program is considering people now living in New York, Pittsburgh, and the Atlanta area, as well as families from Wichita, Kansas, and Granite City, Illinois. Lynn Goldsmith became rabbi of the Dothan Reform Temple nearly 2 years ago.
I think a lot of Northerners think, Alabama, are you out of your mind?
Rabbi Goldsmith says living in Dothan is much different than what people might think about life in a South Alabama town.
They have this picture in their head, and I know I had it too, of George Wallace on the steps of that school not letting that little girl in, and the dogs and the riots in Birmingham, and you think of ignorance, you think of all the stereotypes, and it's not there. I mean, Dothan, Alabama is a community like no other.
Oh, yeah.
Go through.
On this toasty spring afternoon in one of Dothan's newer neighborhoods, some boys are playing softball, just the kind of scene the congregation likes to show off. Two more couples have already visited the area. If they find jobs here, they could relocate to Dothan by summer. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.